It's good. Happy. Happy. You look so happy. Great. Okay. Hi, guys. This is Kelly on Pleasure Radio. And, sorry that. Okay. So it's good. It's good. Like, everyone seems happy, so it's good. It's because of my engineer, Kyoshi. Right. Okay. So, hi, guys. Hi. This is Kelly. And on Friday Radio, and we are going to have Kenji and Koichi for guests today. And well, you know that December is about to end, and we are going to welcome New Year soon. So today we are going to talk about what happened in our Halloween party and what we are thinking to do for next year. And yeah, I think it's gonna be really fun because I'm already happy and fun to talk. So yeah, okay. So today's first song is from Colors, and the song is called Morning Call. Enjoy it. You're listening to Fresh Radio, and that was Colors with Morning Call. So now we are having Koichi and Kenji. Welcome! Hi, guys!
Hello!
How are you?
Good morning!
Good morning to you! Good evening to me!
Hey!
Hi!
How's it going?
It's good. I've been very busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Work-wise?
What?
Work-wise or relationship?
No, there is no relationship. I have only work.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay. Just in case.
Just in case. No, there is no relationship at all.
Okay.
I just have work and like a family. That's it.
Okay.
How about you? How's your relationship?
Well, enjoying the winter.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Gray sky.
Gray sky, of course.
Yeah. Cold wind.
Cold rain, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Just kind of relaxing at the moment, you know, because I just came back from work.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I kind of want to let Koichi talk more.
See, this is happening, Koichi. Now you have to talk more. How are you, Koichi? How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pretty knackered as well. I'm a bit sleepy because I just finished I said 2 hours.
2 hours.
8 hours.
Oh God.
Somehow I came back to my home quite late, and there's it's actually flat, and other people living together.
Yeah.
And but all of them, you know, slept already.
Okay.
Then I tried to open the door using my key, but somehow the door has broken, so I couldn't get inside.
No.
Just eight, so just 2 hours ago.
So you have to wake them up or something?
So I have to wait. Actually, Landlord is coming.
Oh no.
But it's actually late. It's actually midnight, so it's quite annoying things happen.
So you called your landlord?
Yeah, your landlord to, yeah.
To open it?
To open it.
Yeah, but there is no choice. Like, that was the best thing you could have done, and then you just did it, so. There is nothing wrong with it.
Okay,
I'm quite happy that you made it, that you came back home safely. Anyway.
Yeah, it's very cold.
I know, it's already winter time.
Anyway, that's my winter.
It's like a really sad story. What kind of sad story is that?
Oh, sorry.
But you okay, right?
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Okay.
Well,
I have some coffee.
Yeah, you need coffee.
Yeah, I need a coffee.
Yeah, I know, because you usually don't have tea. You prefer coffee, right?
Yeah. Well, recently I drink ginger tea.
Ginger tea?
Yeah.
That
warms,
makes me warmer.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Because I recently got like grey tea from my friend, because she came to Japan recently to have her wedding party. So she brought grey tea for me as a souvenir.
She's British.
No, she's Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was amazing. Like I have was pizza chips. You know, pizza chips. So I love pizza chips. So I was quite happy with it. But then Earl Grey tea isn't my favorite one. So I was very happy to have it. And then and it's getting cold now here as well. So you know, having a tea is a great habit for me as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm quite happy with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, true.
So how's the weather like in Tokyo at the moment?
It's not so quite cold, because still I can go out only wearing t-shirts. Sometimes mostly. Yeah. But then evening time or in early morning, then obviously, you know, you need a jacket or something to wear more. But at the moment, it's not, it's, you know, like a sunny day almost every day, and then I wear only t-shirts and then, like that, I think.
Oh,
so it's not quite cold.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
But we'll see, you know, in like January or February, you know, it's gonna be very cold here as well, so.
Yeah. But Japanese winter is nice anyway, I think.
In Tokyo, it is.
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's not so quite cold, but it's
dry.
Not like warm. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's dry.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's true. Right. Okay. So, guys, how was Halloween party?
Well, it was simply tough, wasn't it, Koichi?
It was tough.
But we didn't really have kind of much time to sort of organize, you know, in details, and we are kind of lack of some manpower and everything. But I mean, in the end, it turned out like, I know, you know, getting loads of help. And, you know, well, things, you know, obviously, we'd like to thank, you know, the Carolina and the Josh.
Yeah.
For, you know, doing all the kind of sound side. And we could have done it, you know, like without their help, definitely.
That's true.
And yeah, and Amira, you know, again, like I saw him through a friend. And he's been kind of, you know, DJing at the Japanese type of parties, you know, at Life Bar in the past. And so, you know, he kind of knew what to do, you know, at the Japanese parties. And he was a great help. And obviously, you know, Paul from Meetup, you know, I think most of the, you know, lots of, I mean, audience kind of came out from, you know, Meetup. And also, I think the News Digest, you know, the adverts we put on, I think it worked out quite well.
I think so too.
And Face Painter.
Yeah, the Face Painter, Tash.
Tash.
She did a great job, actually. Tash, yeah. And, she was very friendly, and I think everybody really liked her work. She was really fast, you know?
Very good.
And I think, you know, I mean, you know, we can have her again, you know, on some of our events in the future again, you know,
in the future.
Mm.
That's gonna be
great. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, the venue, definitely work is main crowd. Warren and Charlotte, they were great help. And they've been great. And all the acts from Knockers, they were always good, you know?
Yeah.
And they are always prepared, very well prepared for particular events, and I mean, they did a great performance, and great performance again. And also another friend of mine came up for breakdancing, and he brought one friend, and two of them did a great, I don't know, what was it, like a Lassen Gorilla, I think?
It's like a Japanese. Comedian thing.
Some Japanese kind of music, music, and yeah, they made a quite interesting choreography, and yeah, it was great fun.
And then
after the colors, I think we did, you know, okay. Even though some of the tracks I wasn't quite prepared well. And yeah, and then this one, we have a special guest named Pan. He contacted us like a day before the event, you know.
He was
a winner at the some sort of competition at the Apple Theater in New York, also some sort of convention just a week before the event. He won. So his performance was like, how was it called? Something like animation,
I think.
Dance performer or something.
It was
very interesting. I mean, I used to be a break dancer myself, and so I could kind of tell, you know, his quality. And obviously his performance definitely kind of, you know, made the whole event kind of, you know, made it something very, added something very special to it, you know?
More like a professional.
Yeah, definitely, definitely he was, yeah. And in the headlining, Hibiki, Akari and Hidek, they were, you know, we all know that, you know.
Yeah, they're always good,
they're always good. And I mean, the great thing about, you know, this party this time was, well, you know, like as an organizer, usually like, you know, kind of expect some troubles and, you know, stuff. But, you know, in the end, we saw everybody kind of, you know, enjoyed it. You know, even the venue, you know, the staff and all the acts and also audience and everybody, I think, enjoyed the party. I mean, which was, which made us kind of believe.
Surprising.
Yeah,
staff also, they're so happy to work.
They're very, very happy. They kind of asked us to come back, you know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely go back there then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It was a perfect planning for Halloween, you know, for sure. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
That's great, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I was the one usually, like, you know, kind of go for it type of, you know, guy.
Yeah.
And I was kind of expecting Koichi to kind of stop me from doing something crazy. But this time I was the kind of, you know, backing off and sort of, you know, being worried and, you know. I think Koichi did a great job.
No.
That was great. So you guys, yeah, obviously it was really tough, I know, but you guys also had fun, right?
Yeah, I did. Enjoyed.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, I could see so many people smiling on the pictures on Facebook, and that was amazing. Mm. And then I really wish that I was there, but yeah, maybe next time then.
Definitely. Okay. We're waiting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, so now this is time to play today's second song, and this is also from Colors, and then the song is called Boku no Wagamama. Enjoy it. Listen to Fresh Air Radio, and that was Colored with Boku no Wagamama. So, guys.
Hey.
Hi. So, right, this is December already. So, are you guys planning something new coming up?
Yeah, well, you know, by the time, you know, this one be on the air, probably, you know, we are pretty much ready for the Christmas party.
Yeah, of course you are.
We are going back to the pipeline.
Yeah.
And with some Japanese food upstairs.
Ooh, Japanese food.
Yeah.
Today I heard something from Tetsuro, because Tetsuro is kind of like a professional, how to say, like chef. And he's got like a qualification. So, yeah, he knows good. He knows well about the foods, and then I heard from him, like, you know, edamame. Edamame have high kilocalories.
Really?
No.
Yeah, edamame. He said that. Edamame. No, edamame. He just...
Really?
No, he had a mistake about that. He said like endomame, but he said like, no, it's not, it was not endomame. He said it was edamame. And then like 100 gram edamame have 130 kilocalories.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he told me today. Which means, you know, Japanese people have edamame with beers, and the beers are, you know, also high kilocalories. So, if you have both of them at the same time, it's gonna be a problem for your health.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard today.
Makes you fat. Interesting.
So next time when you have edamame, you have to be very careful about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's the best combination of beer with edamame, but you know,
definitely,
if you have them, both of them at the same time, it's gonna be, you know, very high kilocalories, and it's not a good for your health.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good to know, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's good to know.
Hmm. But you know, when you're having some edamame, how can you not have some beer? So
that's true. It's so true. Yeah, especially in summer, like, you know, that's like a normal thing for Japanese people to have edamame with beers, and then we can't have beer without edamame, or even the opposite. So. Yeah, I know it's difficult, but you know, because you said like you were saying.
But maybe good to be aware of it, you know?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like if you don't have a lot, then yeah, that's gonna be fine. But in case, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys about that.
Okay, thank you.
Because I know that Kenji-san likes drinking a lot, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I usually go to places like where I can't really have any edamame.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I sometimes eat edamame at Wagamama. Yeah.
It's Wagamama. Yeah.
Wagamama. It's like wasabi.
And even Tesco, you can get edamame now.
Yeah.
So you can get like edamame from everywhere.
Everywhere, even
in
the UK, so just
and also like sushi as well. Like people think sushi is a very healthy food, but actually it's not, because it's rice plus, you know,
smashinade
with sugar, vinegar and sugar. So it's not actually healthy.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to be careful.
Okay.
But some of many people in the UK believe Japanese food
is healthy or something. Yeah, that's true. Like a washoku, so Japanese foods are usually very
like
healthy.
I guess seafood, you know, I think makes people think that kind of healthy.
Yeah, like a fish.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. But you know, usually recently Japanese foods are getting a bit like more Americanized as well. So we have like junk foods and then like lots of oil. So well, I say that, you know, like having vegetables is the best way to keep health.
But you know what? Like I think, or I don't know if I told you, but you know, since April, I'm having non-meat month.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yes, this is November. I mean, sorry. Now November, isn't it? Well,
like this recording date is November. Yeah.
Okay, now this is November is the my meat month.
So you can eat meat.
I wasn't. Yes, but in October I didn't eat any meat.
Really?
I've been doing that since April, every other month.
How could you do that? I mean, like, how to manage it? You suddenly started it?
It was, I mean, when I started, it was actually nice. you know. But second time, which was June, I struggled.
Oh,
really, really, you know, craving for, I was craving for meat.
Oh God.
No? Yeah. And August, it was tough as well.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely can't live without meat.
But I eat seafood, so it makes it a little bit easier, you know?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. But it's nice though. I mean, I can recommend. I mean, I don't kind of force you to do it.
Yeah, I think I can't do that.
but I think it's good. I think it's good. Yeah.
So something changed in your, about your body, like?
Definitely.
What kind of change? I mean, like, what did you get?
I can't quite say that on the radio.
Okay.
Digestion, kind of, you know, way. You know, I mean, I can feel it. And if you, Koichi, if you can put some pee, I can say it. Basically, you know, when I fart, when I'm eating meat.
Okay, so that was what?
But on a non-meat month.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's interesting, I mean.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I think it's because of the kind of meat fat makes it, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure about that, so.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying that on the radio. But.
Yeah, let's. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah. It's good. Like, anything, you know, anything, if it makes you keep healthy, then that's good.
I can definitely recommend it. I can.
Yeah.
And another good thing is, you know, you kind of, you know, you're craving for meat for months, you know. And the first meat you eat, you know, makes it like wonderful, you know.
Oh. Even in the UK.
Because it's like a Ramadan or like it's a self-cleansing thing, you know.
Yeah.
And
I can get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like doing it.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting, actually. So, well, maybe in the future.
Yeah, try.
maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, we need to go back to the point. Okay. Sorry. We changed the subject, but yeah. Right. So, you guys are planning, kind of. Could I say like, yeah, planning the Christmas party. And then, yeah, it's going to be soon.
Yeah, so, yeah, but you know, few kind of, you know, few new projects kind of coming in. You know, for example, we are looking after some like Japanese artists.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know,
Hyper Japan.
Hyper Japan.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, some more stuff like this would, you know,
could happen.
Might come in. Yeah. Exactly. And then maybe next year we'd like to actually start up some kind of, you know, new things, new business.
Yes.
You know, besides the kind of organizing events, you know. And we have some ideas, you know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, we can talk about it, you know. Yeah, in the future.
But, yeah, I really hope so.
Yeah, now we are planning to do things, do new things. Yeah.
So, like that, I mean, like this year we finally started organizing the events and then like doing some like really proper things in London. And then finally, like we are going to do something bigger things next year, I think.
Definitely. I mean, Koichi will, you know, take on lots of kind of recording type of recordings, you know, for example, or like, hopefully. So we're gonna kind of expand that into, you know,
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be really busy year next year, I think.
Hope so.
I really hope so.
Yeah. Hope so too.
Right, okay. Right, okay, so that's it, I think.
I guess.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a final radio show for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, for this year.
This year.
So, you guys want to say something for listeners or?
Well, I just like to, well, thank you for, you know, having me, you know,
oh.
I mean, taking me on. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, we can, I mean, have you guys over here in London. One day to, you know, organize, I don't know, a little bit big event together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I'm very, yeah, I really hope so. Maybe next year. Right, okay, thank you so much. So, Koichi?
Yeah, I just say have a nice Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Right, okay, thank you so much, and Koichi and Kenji, thank you!
Thank you! Bye!
So that was the last show, radio show in 2015 for Koichi and Kenji, and I hope that you guys had a fun. And yeah, we talked in Japanese version as well, so if you're interested in that, please listen to it as well. And this fashion radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. And on Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak English. And we are going to have two more shows, which means like one Japanese show and one English show next week again. And it's gonna be the final radio show for this year. So I hope that you guys will listen to that one. And yeah, that's it. Right, okay, thank you for listening. Bye!